Well, I'm joined now by Worcester City boss Carl Healy. Carl, great result. You must be pleased.
Yeah, great result. And, you know, on the back of the cup defeat and the Staley Bridge game, it was important that we came here and we got something. And, you know, we've not been at full strength today. We've got some key players missing. But I thought every one of the boys today, they were superb and they worked hard and we looked a threat and we passed the ball well. And you know, I think we deserved our win.
And for once, a late goal in a Worcester game came at the right end.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're always going to score goals. We look a threat, and we, you know, we've kept going today. And I thought we had more of a cutting edge. Mitra's come in and done very, very well for us, and he sort of changed the dynamics of the team a little bit. But it's more pleasant when we go and score a goal and somebody else has to suffer, because I think we've had our share of conceding late goals. So it wasn't to be today. We've got the positive result and we're really, really pleased with that.
Alex Meacham, you only signed him yesterday and you put him straight in. What were the circumstances of him joining the club?
Well, I know Simon Weaver well up at Harrogate, and you know, I helped him out in the summer with Dwayne Samuels. And I'd made a call to him. I've been talking for a few weeks about Meach, because I know him. He's got a base of the Stoke area. So I asked him if he would be available, and he said, well, I'll leave it up to the lad. And Meach had been coming off the bench a lot for Harrogate. So I went and had a chat with him. He wanted to come and join us, and he's repaid my faith immediately on his debut. But he's a great lad, and he'll do well for us, and pleased to have him on board.
It was a well-struck goal, but also Worcester's first goal by Matt Breeze. He was a long way out when he hit that.
Yeah, I think, obviously, the Boston keeper, Danny Aisted, I was with him at Inkley, and it might be, on first thoughts, easy to criticise him for that goal, but I was right behind that strike, and it's moved all over the place, and he had no chance. It's a great strike by Breezy, so, he likes to score a screamer with his one at Western, and another great strike today.
The lead didn't last long after Breeze's goal, and the equaliser, do you think maybe they should have cleared their lines a bit better?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can, when the ball's bounced, you know, maybe Tomo could come and punch it. He's tried to catch it, and the lads just leaned into him, and a bit of a ricochet, and we couldn't get it out of the 6-yard box, and there it's dropped to him, and he's lashed it in the top corner. That said, I thought we were unfortunate not to be leading at half time, because I thought we dominated the game and we were by far the better side. A lot more even in the second half. I don't think we quite reached the heights we did in the first half. But I think you've got to give a bit of credit to Boston there. They closed us down a bit better, you know, and they stopped us passing it around. But I always felt on the counter attack we always had a threat there, and it proved to be. Danny Edwards drove into the middle of the park and put Meach away with his right foot, and a super composed finish by Meach.
A great result today, especially as you've got the league leaders Brackley coming on Monday night in just 48 hours' time. Do you think the boys will be ready for that one?
Yeah, they'll definitely be ready, and you know, we've got we'll hopefully have three extra players available. We'll have to assess Ayres's injury, but certainly Rob Elvins and Charlie Rees will be available. So if we need to feel the need to freshen things up, we can do. But we're looking forward to it. I think it's a big weekend. Very, very tough game today. We've got a positive result, and now we've got an opportunity to see where we need to be against the league leaders. So looking forward to it.